continuing the teachings of Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed. Whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." "Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn, first the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts a sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? What parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He didn't say anything to them without using a parable, but when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. Jesus, in this parable, emphasizes the necessity of growth, the result of seed falling on good soil, the word entering well-prepared hearts. Fertile hearts result in shining lamps. And Jesus is stressing the truth that hearts and lives should be fruitful, that they should so shine so that they benefit others to the glory of God. What causes hearts to shine? What do you think? It is the word of God working its way through people's hearts and lives. By contrast, the rabbis were hiding the word of God under an elaborate load of human traditions and hypocritical actions. Beware. I think this is a very real danger. Make sure that we don't fall into that same trap today. The word of God must reveal its power once more. The lamp must shine, to shine in its purity of light, in order that it can be a blessing to anyone. And Jesus is saying, how stupid it is to put a light under a bed. It is stupid, isn't it, if you want light. The point of all this is that believers should let their light shine. They should allow the word of God to be in full control of their lives. How? By their character, by their behavior, by their speech, by their thoughts, by their words, by their teaching, by their deeds. They should never hold back. They should testify. The message of Jesus is given so that the mystery of God can be disclosed. The seed must be sown. The light must not be hidden. It must be placed where it can shine. Either way, it will not go unnoticed. People may try to cover up all sorts of things, but they will always be unsuccessful. For God will always bring into the light those things hidden in darkness. Whatever is concealed now will be revealed. I know many folk think they can get away with evil things, thoughts, bad plans, bad deeds. God will expose everything. Sin needs to be confessed. And Jesus continues, if anyone has an ear, let him hear. Be careful what you hear. And Jesus stresses three things. First, that they should hear and listen. The emphasis being on hearing. I don't know about you, but sometimes people can tell me things, and I hear, but it doesn't actually go in. Do you suffer from that? I do quite often. People say, I told you that. I thought, well, perhaps you did, but I don't remember it. Jesus wants us to hear and to listen and to take in, to take on board what it is he is saying to us. He said we should hear on one stage and be careful what not to hear, to be clear in your understanding. Be careful what you listen to. And how should we hear? Attentively, judiciously, carefully. Be careful, take heed, be on your guard. How often do we choose to listen to what we call tasty, idle gossip? malicious gossip and then pass it on. We see it happening every day. Well, the sort of whispers sort of go round and round the church and round the town about what's happening or who's done what. That's not for you and I as Christians to engage in. We should not be peddlers of gossip. If we do that, we're probably those who judge rashly. We'll probably be those people who condemn others. Remember this, the words of Jesus. In accordance with the measure whereby you measure, it shall be measured back to you. And God's gifts are always generous. He's always adding gift to gift, blessing to blessing, grace upon grace. He pardons abundantly. Sometimes when you confess sins, you think, God must be fed up with this. I've been here before, I confess that and this, that and the other. God does not give up on us. He's always there to bless us, to be there in our worship, to be there in our praise, to be there in our confessions. Remember how God works as well. God not only grants Solomon's wish for wisdom, in addition, he promises riches and lengths of days. Jesus not only accedes to the centurion's request to heal his servant, but in addition pronounces a blessing upon that centurion. You remember, he not only answers the plea of Jairus, restoring life to his daughter, but in addition, he makes sure that the child has something to eat. Jesus, the resurrected Christ, not only fulfills his promise to meet the disciples in Galilee, in addition, though, he meets and blesses them even earlier in Jerusalem. Jesus always wants to go on blessing us, to filling us with his love, with his joy, and with his peace. But we need to be walking with him. We don't have ears, we don't need to have ears that are shut to what God is saying to us today. We need to be alert. For he who has, to him shall be given, and he who does not have, from him shall be taken away even what he has. I'm sure you remember the parable of the talents. The servant who hid his talent in the ground, refusing to use it, had it taken away from him. In matters spiritual, standing still is impossible. In our walk with Jesus, standing still is impossible. We cannot. We either grow on and go on with the Lord, or we drift slowly backwards. We need to make sure that we're those who are moving on with Jesus. We either go upstream or downstream. There's no standing still. In matters spiritual, standing still is impossible. We need to be those who are growing in our faith, believing Christians, witnessing to Jesus. That parable of the seed, it stresses our human responsibility. The seed cannot sprout, grow, or bear fruit unless it falls on soil. If we don't sow the seed, there's going to be no growth. We can't make it grow either. It's God who does that. Do you remember the jailer asked Paul and Silas, what must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, you and your households. That's the best seed that we can push out, what Jesus can do for each and every person who comes to him. We as people can do nothing about it. It's only the power of God then that takes over and allows people to turn to true faith. That parable sets out three thoughts. The seed, when sown, reveals its potency, how strong it is. To man, I think that growth is a mystery. No one seems to be able to explain how that growth actually takes place. And harvest time spells victory. The seed can grow in the soil whether we like it or not. When we sow in the seed and someone takes on board, growth is not down to us. It's like the farmer, whether he's awake or not, the seed still grows. All we can do is to sow the seed, and God is the one who gives the growth. We need to be those who are open to sowing the seed. So many Christians today in this country, I think, keep the seed, if you like, to themselves. They're not out sowing it, making disciples, spreading the good news of Jesus. In simple terms, we can't explain how growth takes place. Our seed grows as a miracle, the same as of our human birth. If we refuse or decide not to sow the seed of the gospel, there can be no growth. It's very basic, very simple really, isn't it? So many people say, well, not so many Christians in the town. How many people are out there actually telling people about Jesus? How many of us are actually involved in sharing the faith that we have? If we don't use what God's given us, we lose it. The same is in every area of life, isn't it? I mean, I learnt to play the piano, the clarinet, to conduct, and I never moved on when I left school. I've lost those skills that I had. The same be true for our faith. If we don't share our faith, we slowly drift backwards down the stream. God calls us to be his witnesses. At school, I learnt to fly, but I didn't pursue it. I've lost the skill that I had. You and I are here because somebody faithfully sowed the seed of the gospel, the word into our hearts. What a word. It's now grown into personal faith. John 1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. I think many folk try and look around and see where the good soil is. The truth is, we don't know. We don't know what's going on in people's hearts and lives. As far as I read it, God doesn't tell us where the good ground is. God does tell us to sow the seed. Leave the rest to him. Think about it. What is good soil? Were you good soil? Was God working in you? Were you ready to come to faith when you first heard the gospel? Obviously you've heard it, because the answer must be yes, otherwise you wouldn't be here. But God doesn't send us out to gauge soil. He calls us to go out to throw the seed into the ground, if you like, to spread the good news of Jesus. Let God draw someone across your path every day who needs to hear the gospel. I believe every day, I don't know how many of you, do you work out in your mind how many people you see in a day? Have you sat down? It's a bit mindless thing I do sometimes. I think, how many people have I seen today? It's amazing how many opportunities we have to share the love of Christ with people whom we meet. We're wasting those opportunities. The challenge is, I think, to each one of us. Are we ready to be open? Let folk know that we are Christians. Do all our neighbours know we're Christians, or do we keep it a secret? I think some people I've come across are frightened of saying they're Christians in case someone's rude to them or horrible to them. But God calls us to be faithful, to witness to him, to spread the good news of Jesus. The challenge is, are we ready to run the flag up so that people know where we stand, what we believe, and what the gospel is? Do our friends and neighbours know about Jesus? I used to sing a chorus when I was young. You in your small corner and I in mine. Do you remember that one? We're living here in battle, surrounded by thousands of people who need to see the light, to hear the truth about Jesus. Are you going to be those who do that? We're going to keep it to ourselves. Revelation 1:6 says this: to him who loves us, he has freed us from our sins by his blood. Hallelujah. We're free of our sins. Isn't that good news? I pray that it is. And has made us be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. Be glory and power forever and ever. We are a kingdom and priests to serve God. Is that how you feel? What does it mean to be a priest? A priest is the one who leads people into the presence of God. Jesus calls us to be his disciples and to take people to that place where they can receive faith. God said, let your light shine out of darkness. God made his light to shine in your hearts. That's why you're here. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God. We have this treasure in jars of clay, the Bible tells us, to show that this all-surpassing power is not from us. We do the sowing, but the power comes from God. It's interesting that in the story of Gideon, when he and his followers were obedient and faithful to what God had told him to do, do you remember, the jars were smashed, the light shone out, and the battle was won. That is what we're supposed to be doing, what God called us to be as disciples, to be those who are shattering those things, let the light of Christ shine into people's hearts. Think about it. If no one had told you about Jesus, you wouldn't be here this morning, would you? Somebody was bold and told you. Praise the Lord, forever it was, who was faithful. They sow the seed and share the gospel with you. Do you remember who it was? If you do, thank God for them. Thank God for them. They were faithful. We don't know where the good soil is. Our calling is not to know about the soil, but to sow the seed. Wherever we are, stand back and see what God will do. We're kingdom people. Do we live as kingdom people? It's a challenge. We are kingdom people. We are priests to serve in God's kingdom. As you've already heard, there's going to be a mission covering the whole of East Sussex next May. And our expectation is that thousands of folk will give their lives to Jesus. You and I, we're called to be part of that. Now we're going to decide to be miserable and say, no, we're not going to do that. Or are we going to be faithful and go out and share the good news that we have received? Doesn't it excite your hearts? Just think of thousands of people coming to faith. That should really set our hearts on fire with love for God. What a wonderful God we have. He calls us to be his disciples, to disciple others, and to go on with him. We have good news to bring. And I believe this world, I've said it before, is just crying out for good news. Bad news fills your papers every day. You and I, we have good news. And remember the words of the angels to the shepherds. Do you remember? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Not just a few sitting in the church, but to all people. Good news. And you and I, we have that good news. Do we have great joy? I wonder sometimes. And I've told you before that story about two little boys walking, seeing people going to church. And one said, oh, they look miserable. When they come out an hour later, he turns to me and he says, God, perhaps they've been in there practicing. We have good news of great joy. We're joined to his with Christ. Our faces, I think God wants us to be radiant, so for the love of God to be shining out from us to reach others. We need to be faithful disciples. And God loves all of his creation, not just a few, he loves all. Don't let us be selfish and keep it for ourselves. That's not God's plan. And Satan rejoices, you know, when we keep our faith to ourselves. He loves it. It's a victory, he celebrates. Don't give him any celebrations. Keep spreading the good news. Jesus sets out the plan in the parable of the sower. The seed needs sown. You and I are in the business of sowing seed, encouraging people to grow in faith. Do you remember the mustard seed parable I just read to you? If I had a mustard seed here in my fingers, you wouldn't be able to see it where you're sitting now. It's so small. Yet when it grows, it's what, twice as high as me, or a bit more probably. You and I have seeds of faith to sow. Sow them. Watch them grow. Make disciples of people. And God is calling, I believe, these days, calling his church to wake up. To go out to share the gospel. And it's so easy to sit back and say, oh, that's the pastor's job. Let him get on with it. Oh, there's elders, they can do it. It's for all of us to go out to share the good news of Jesus. Good news of great joy. I would suggest to you, even now, this town needs joy in this town. Look at people's faces as I do, walking up down the street. Are they joyful? Huh. I get a lot of miserable looks, not many joyful ones. We have good news of great joy for all people. And God calls us to go out and to share it. God is calling us to wake up. Go and make disciples. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will stir us up in our hearts and our lives and our minds to share the good news of Jesus. To take this good news of great joy out into the world. Lord, so many people suffering, feeling sad and lonely or hurt, and so many things, Lord, people don't have any good news. But you and I, folk here this morning, we have good news. And God calls us to go out and to share it. Amen.